This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When I say San Francisco 49ers, Nick Friedell, let's start there with the red and gold.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Your thoughts on this team from a year ago to now, coming off a Super Bowl loss, where they were, where they felt they were headed, and looking back now, all of that says to you what about this team as we are heading into the offseason, heading to the draft, and heading to somewhat of an unknown. You got some pieces, but how good do you feel about this team going forward after, you know, your rivals and then your conference rivals, I should say, and the Philadelphia Eagles, who beat you in the NFC Championship game a few years ago, who were knocking on the doorstep of a Super Bowl a couple years ago, who were one and done in the playoffs last year. They come back after a disappointing season, and they win the whole damn thing. How are you feeling right now about the San Francisco 49ers and the vibes around them?
So much of the conversation, Spadone, is about Brock Purdy, and it's understandable. Where I view the Niners and what I think is the most important part of whatever happens next year and into the future, what is going to happen with McCaffrey? Do you trust that he can stay healthy, actually, and be the dominant force that we've seen for different years, both in his time in Carolina and once he got out here? Because that was my first thought going back to that Buffalo game. He gets hurt again, and you go, uh-oh. Because at that stage of any athlete's career, when the injuries start piling up and then you're getting the non-contact injuries and you're not being able to string together week after week after week performances, that is what would concern me the most if you're a Niners fan, on top of the fact that, okay, maybe McCaffrey comes back, maybe he doesn't, but it's the age-old question out here in the Bay that – you and I have bounced around and you live on a daily basis. Do you believe that Purdy is the guy that's going to carry them to a Super Bowl?
Possibly.
I don't have any question that Purdy is going to find his way back. They're going to find the middle ground of whatever this contract extension is going to be. The thing that I keep watching and waiting for is when I watch the Niners, do I see a quarterback that's going to put the team on his back, and he's going to make every play you need him to make week after week to get not only into the playoffs, but into the Super Bowl. I haven't seen that yet, but I'm not sure what the better option would be for Kyle Shanahan moving forward right now.
Oh, well, there's not one. Are you trying to go to the draft? Are you kidding me? Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders? You think they're going to replicate what Brock Purdy's been able to replicate within his first few years in the NFL? I doubt it. I understand there's more tantalizing quarterbacks. They have tantalizing arm strength. They have tantalizing intangibles as far as the physical skill set is concerned, Nick. But what makes Brock Purdy special to me is between the helmet, between the ears, right? It's the mental
processor.
Game. The processor, right? And he's a step ahead of everything. And what he lacks in arm strength or some of the more physical gifts of like a Josh Allen or a Lamar Jackson, he makes up for with the processing, as you just alluded to. I do think he's going to get paid. I think they're going to come to some sort of an agreement here. I don't know if it's going to be $60 million a year. And even if it is, you know, you just saw the reports all yesterday. That cap baby for the NFL, it's increasing. It's increasing a lot. And by the way, did you guys see that? By the way, the Niners are looking to sell 10% off of the stake of the 49ers. Interesting. We just saw the Raiders do that. We've seen a couple
of
these
many
teams now.
Teams,
yeah.
And it's not just football. It's baseball. It's basketball. All these teams seem to need more cash flow. And when you're getting all these billion-dollar TV contracts, that's all well and good, but everything costs a little bit more. And Spadone, I think there is a parallel here as we talk through the Purdy conversation, what happens next with the Niners, with Kuminga and the Warriors. Because a deal that may not look as good whenever it comes to pass, let's take Purdy and the Niners, on paper right now is going to look a lot better a few years from now, assuming that Purdy continues to improve and find his own way within Shanahan's offense. Kuminga, whenever he signs, whatever deal he signs, at first you might look at it and go, really? You're going to pay him whatever that final number is going to be? But a couple more years from now, if he continues to improve and he becomes the player the Warriors think he can be, maybe that number and the view you have of it changes because it is going to end up a lot smaller as the prices for all these different teams continue to go up and up and up.
So you're seeing the cap this year, too, to your point, increasing by a total of $22 million for the 2025 season. So it's going to be between $277.5 to $281 million for the cap, and that's up tremendously from last year's $255.4 million, which was then a previous record. It's always going to be a record after record after record because just as we've been talking, NFL and football in general in America, it is a cash cow. It is what everyone wants to see, and we're seeing it right now. And to your point, you know, when I think of the contracts between Brock Purdy and Jonathan Kuminga, it's interesting, right? Because I don't know which one's trickier. I feel like it's Kuminga if I was going to ask, like, which one's trickier to get done? Because Kuminga, you're projecting a lot more. I've seen a lot more from Brock Purdy to say, you know what? I'm pretty comfortable paying him. I think we learned this season, he's not Josh Allen. He's not Lamar Jackson. He's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not Joe Burrow, but you know what? Can he be a top 10 guy? Yeah, at times he can be. But there's a difference. There's levels to this. We saw, Trevor Lawrence just got broken off, and he was the highest paid quarterback. We saw Justin Herbert, who looked horrible in his playoff game against the Houston Texans. God awful against the Houston Texans in that playoff game. Has Justin Herbert accomplished as much as Brock Purdy? I wouldn't say that. Different situation, different coaching, this, that, But I'll say this when it comes to Brock Purdy. I feel if they sign him to this deal, and you mentioned it, if they sign him to a team-friendly contract that satisfies both parties, and they're able to still go out and trade for another big boy, potentially, a Myles Garrett on the defensive line. I don't know if they're going to sign a Davante Adams to a 1 year, 2 year deal. That's not a huge deal, but a Myles Garrett in particular, if they're able to do something like that, yeah, I start the vibe as we're talking about starts to change tremendously for me in favor of a more positive outlook with the 49ers. I just feel like right now we're waiting to see him with Purdy. We're going to wait and see with Debo Samuel. Are they going to cut him? That's another guy we haven't brought up. Mm-hmm. Debo Samuel, who on Super Bowl Sunday, Nick, as I'm sure you got the notification, is requesting a trade through Adam Schefter being his mouthpiece for ESPN at the time. It's like, yeah, I think it's time for me to move on. All right, well, are they going to cut him? Are they going to trade him? They're probably going to cut him. I have a hard time seeing a team trading for that money and the dead cap that's going to hit that. Is it going to be a post-June 1 designation? Save more money if they do that. So there's still a lot of question marks in this offseason when it comes to the contracts, extensions, cuts, all of that. I just think they need to hammer that early because what happened last year bled into the season. It was all the negativity from Brandon Ayuk, from Trent Williams, from all those contract negotiations, which they've done for years now, Nick, is they let these things bleed into training camp and then almost the regular season. You saw it with Nick Bosa not getting the deal done before a week before they play the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? You saw it with Debo Samuel in the past. So they need to nip these things in the bud early when it comes to these contract talks and some of these cuts, because I for sure don't want them bleeding into the season. The drama with this team needs to just stop. Stop with the drama. I'm tired of it. TNT, we know drama. No, I don't want it, Nick. I'm tired of talking about the drama with this team.
One more time, though, Spadone, it's such a fascinating parallel between the Niners and the Warriors, because you're saying the Niners had all that drama, and this is the first time that you felt like that drama of all these different contract situations bled into the play on the field and really affected the product that we saw. This Niners team, they still have so much talent, and what from a distance I always thought helped them was the continuity. You had Shanahan as the offensive guru who was hitting all the right buttons. You had John Lynch up in the front office doing what he needed to do and making sure that the roster was at the level they needed. Juxtapose that against the Warriors with Steve Kerr in place, with Joe Lacob spending the cash that he was spending. You have the shift from Bob Myers to Mike Dunleavy, but Dunleavy was an assistant GM within the system for a while. But there's always drama around both of those teams. Usually, though, the drama is based in the fact that both of those teams, especially the Warriors, are great and have proven they can win at the highest levels. Of course, the Niners haven't gotten to that point yet and actually hoisted the Super Bowl in a while, but both of those teams know how to win. They know how to put the groups together to make it all work. And that's why, if you're a Niners fan, I still think there is hope to a point where they can have a pretty quick turnaround after the fall they took last year. Purdy can develop. They have the weapons around him, you would think, to still do what they need to do offensively.
I don't know about that. I don't know. George Kittle was incredible last year, but if I'm relying on Juwan Jennings being my number one wide receiver heading into next year with Ricky Pearsall being my number two, yeah, I'm not so sure about that, Nick. I don't know if that's good enough with a guy in Christian McCaffrey, as you mentioned. I don't know what I'm getting. He has bilateral Achilles tendonitis. Those things are ticking time bombs. That's not going away.
Tendinitis
is going to linger. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live in the free Odyssey app. Yeah,
Spadone, here's the problem, though.
I'm a little skeptical on the offense still. And I love Shanahan, and I do like Purdy. I just know what I saw last year, and it was not good enough time in and time out. They couldn't score 30. Like, that was the thing that they hung their hat on. They could score 30 all the time. 30 for Purdy is what we were calling it the year prior, Nick. 30 for Purdy, because that's just what he did. Last year was the struggle for 30.
Well, Debo is just not the player that he was even a couple years ago. I think the decline is more than upon us, and we'll see where he lands after making the request. Ayuk gets hurt. But Spadone, if you're believing in Brock Purdy, which you have to believe as he gets more time as the face and the guy in every game, you have to believe that he can make everyone else that much better. And especially if you're going to pay him what it feels like the Niners are going to pay him, you have to believe that that step is coming sooner than later. So much of what the contract moving forward would be is a bet on Shanahan getting more out of what we've seen from Purdy, and Purdy making all the pieces that you referenced besides Kittle that much better, even though we don't see the talent in place so much right now.
Well, that's the thing, too. And I'm glad you mentioned Brandon Ayuk, because I see people in the text, what about Ayuk? He's meeting number. I don't know what I'm getting from Brandon Ayuk next year. I really don't. The guy shredded his knee. There was ACL damage. There was MCL damage. I hope he comes back and, he can replicate what he was doing, prior to last season, because last season, it bled into the season. It looked like those negotiations affected his play on the field. He was hearing it from the fans. There was a lot of boos. And I felt bad for the guy because, I wasn't as critical of Brandon Ayuk trying to get paid, because that's just the business now. You try to get your money. You get your money, yeah. And that's what I kind of fault the Niners for letting these things linger. They could have nipped this in the bud early in those negotiations, because he saw the contracts getting signed. He saw Devontae Smith, more of a team-friendly deal with the Eagles, right? You saw, who's my guy? Amon-Ra St. Brown get a huge contract, right? Mm-hmm. You saw all these wide receivers getting paid, and the Niners kept dragging their feet, which only kept increasing the price on Brandon Ayuk, and he's getting more and more frustrated. And then you pay a guy like Christian McCaffrey, Nick, and he couldn't even... Did they know about the Achilles thing when they signed into that extension? They had to know something about his medical, but they still signed off on it. And the guy didn't make his debut till halfway through the season? It was incredible. So there was so much last year that I'm still skeptical on Brandon Ayuk coming back. But to your point, when it comes to Brock Purdy in this offense, you got Kyle Shanahan, you got George Kittle. That's a good start, because we know what the Kyle Shanahan offense and what you got in Kittle and the blocking. It's going to at least provide some stability for your quarterback. I do know this when it comes to Debo Samuel, and Brock Purdy spoke on this in the past. He feels more comfortable when he gets in that huddle when he has Debo out there. He feels more safe as a quarterback when he has a security blanket like Debo. How's it going to look when they don't have that guy? That X factor, that presence where he is unique. Like, there is not another Debo Samuel in this league. I kind of liked him to when Percy Harvin was at the Seahawks. Like, he's very unique, right?
Speed kills,
and obviously more physical probably is Debo Samuel, but you never really plugged Percy Harvin to that. Oh, he's a straight wide receiver. No, he does a lot of different things in the return game. Same with Debo. He's a wide back. You would put him at running back a few times last year. It just felt like it got to a point where it's like, all right, this isn't tricking anyone anymore. Like, there's a lot of jet sweeps last year where it's just like, man, Debo, that burst isn't there, or he's getting stood
there's
up.
There's a step behind.
Yes.
Debo... At this stage, from what we've seen, Spadone, is now larger in name than he is in production. That is never a place you want to be in pro sports. And when you watch the Niners, the name and what happened in the past, and you say Debo, you think, here comes a big play. It's always there. Reality tells you that it may not be anymore, which is why this divorce between the Niners and Debo seems imminent at some point here in the next couple months.
Well, you just used a great word, reality, right? I go back to Thanos and Avengers. Reality is often disappointing, Nick Friedell. Yeah, you could probably cosplay as Thanos with that voice. You could probably go to Comic-Con in San Diego, dress up, just go get the purple makeup on.
You don't need to give me a reason to go to San Diego, my man.
Yeah, really quick, Nick, say I am inevitable.
I am inevitable.
No, so you didn't need to do it that like that. You could just say, I am inevitable, Mr. Spadoni. It would have been good enough. There you go.
I am inevitable, Mr. Spadoni.
Perfect. Thank you. Can we cut that? That's a good one right there.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.